The pandemic created many challenges for facilities like Camp Couchiching, but two Ontario Trillium Foundation, OTF, grants totaling $347,600 will help the camp regroup and recover, say officials. This fantastic inclusive camp has been in operation since 1946, and that in itself is a testament to the value that it brings to our community and Ontarians, said Simocé North MPP Jill Dunlop at a celebration of the funding help Friday at the camp's community hub. We all know this year has been very challenging for many organizations, children, youth, and their families. So, I was happy to hear the support implemented through the OTF for Camp Couchiching, Dunlop told about 20 camp participants, their parents, and camp staff who were on hand for the celebration. Heather Breckles, a member of the OTF grant review team, said the money is aimed to help the camp regroup and recover from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. In late 2020, OTF was pleased to give the camp $118,100 under the Resilient Communities Fund grant, which enabled the camp to pivot and deliver a social enterprise program that would engage youth, families, and youth-based organizations online, Breckles explained. The second and more recent grant Camp Couchiching received is from the OTF's Community Building Fund, for $229,500. This will help with some staffing costs, enabling Camp Couchiching to buy more equipment and services that will help to continue enhanced virtual programming, and also help with the key operating expenses for the camp, Breckles explained. Camp Couchiching provides amazing educational experiences for young people, and clearly they put forward very persuasive cases for the impact that these grants will have on the camp's ability to continue to connect with young people in the community, said Breckles. Jen Dundas, executive director of Camp Couchiching, held back tears while speaking about how grateful the camp and its staff are for the funding. When I found out that we had been selected for the grant, I had the wind knocked out of me. I was sobbing and couldn't really respond, she said. The impact of these two grants cannot be underestimated. They have provided us with the support and structure that we need to rebuild, and ultimately better serve our community through innovative new programs.